initiation as told by the chief initiator. Wish me and Tom had muzzled our goat before we initiated Pa and our fraternity. You see, Pa kept telling us we must grow up to be good men so we could join the lodges. So Tom asked Pa if we could have a play lodge and pretend to initiate. Tom asked him, I didn't ask him, and Pa said we could. So when Pa and Ma went out, we borrowed the goat from the livery stable and took him upstairs to our room. We had an awful time getting him up there, though. His feet made such a fuss we had to put baby socks on him, and he bladdered so we had to tie his nose up in a handkerchief. But we got him up there just the same. Then Tom got a buck beer sign from the saloon man. You know, that's got the picture of the goat on it. And we practiced with that old goat till he could butt the picture of that goat every time. He certainly was a good butting goat. Pa come home, wanted to know what the fuss was about. We told him we were just pretending to initiate. And he said that was right, to imitate our betters and store by useful knowledge. Then Tom asked Pa, didn't he want to come up and be initiated? Tom asked him. I didn't ask him. Pa said he didn't care if it did, just to encourage us in a little innocent pastime what was improving to our intellect. Say, what do you think? Ma wanted to come too. We told her she couldn't come, because you know very well women can't keep no secrets. Anyhow, we didn't have any side saddles for the goat. We told Pa to knock on the door 3 times, and when we said, who goes there? He must say, a fellow traveler what wants to be initiated and ride the goat. The goat had stopped laughing, and he was over in the closet eating some paper collars and skate straps and one thing and another. And Tom, he had one hand on the closet door and the other hand, say, when you initiated in your fraternity, did you ever sprinkle cayenne pepper on the goat whiskers? You get 3 times as much goat to the square inch. Believe me, you never know it was the same goat. Well, Tom had one hand full of cayenne pepper. Pa knocked 3 times, and we said, who goes there? And he said, a fella pilgrim what wants to join your ancient order and ride the goat. So we let him in, and I made Pa get down on his hands and knees with his back pointing over toward the closet, and then I blindfolded him with a towel. And Pa was just a-laughing and said we boys were full of fun. I told him it wasn't no laughing matter. I said, now, Pa, you're willing to take the consequences and not blame us, repeat the following. Bring forth the royal bumper and let him bump. Well, he said it, so I leaned the picture of the goat up against Pa's clothes, and Tom, he opened the closet door and sprinkled the cayenne pepper on the goat's whiskers, and the goat sneezed and looked at me. When he saw the picture of the other goat a-rearing up in front of him, he just made for it. Biff! Pa's back, but he knew he got hit all right. He said, what you boys are trying to do? And he got up and he run downstairs and the goat right after him. And Ma was standing down at the bottom of the stairs looking out. And when I looked down them stairs, there was Pa and Ma and the goat all in a bunch. Ma was hollering murder, and Pa was hollering fire, and the goat was just a-sneezing and a-butting. Finally, Ma got Pa in their room and locked the door so the goat couldn't get him. And Pa was talking awful, awful. Ma told him where he'd go to. She told him. Pa said he didn't care if he did, he'd kill that blame goat first. So me and Tom thought we'd better let that poor goat out. And just as we got him to the front door, here come the minister to see Ma. Well, the goat didn't know. He thought the minister wanted to be initiated. You can't blame the goat. That's his business, initiating.